I'm gonna tell you a story about four-wheel glory, made out of wood and steel. Had a big metal push bar on the back, hard rubber caster wheels, rough cut 2x6 running boards where you could sit or stand. A little tin plate stamped in caps, FCC van. Well, we pulled that funky old cart right out of the chemical dump, where it had been used to move barrels and various other junk. We dragged it to the top of Cemetery Hill, past the gravestones and the souls, where we learned how to ride on an asphalt road, where you could really let it roll. It had its own wild spirit, you couldn't stop it, but you could steer it if you dragged your foot a bit. And so we wore up the sides of the tennis shoes, trying to get the hang of it. We spent months and weeks perfecting our techniques, collecting bruises and skin knees, till we were the masters of that blacktop grade and the power of gravity. At the bottom of the hill there was a right-hand turn you had to make or else. Risk flying off the bank into Mrs. Pavlovich's flowers, straight into a troubling mess. Our next door neighbor was an old man named Ernie Maynard. He was ornery as hell, but after a 12-pack of old Milwaukee beers, he was jolly as Christmas bell. He had a big red nose and squinted crinkly eyes, and a face like an old leather shoe. Stubbly chin, yellow cigarette teeth, skinny as an old bar stool. One day he said, "Kids, that looks like fun. Do you think I could have a turn? I wanna ride on the FCC van. If you show me, I think I could learn." So we staggered to the top of Cemetery Hill. We sat him right up front. All the gravestone souls held their breath as we pondered this crazy stunt. We got up the nerve and we got up the guts, and we gave him a mighty push. And we all jumped on, we were looking real sharp as we rolled past the choke cherry bush. When we hit the first turn, we were picking up speed. Soon it was plain to see we were out of control, we were going too fast, headed for calamity. Against the full-grown weight of an alcoholic man, we tried every trick we had, but we couldn't turn off and we couldn't slow down. Things were gonna get really bad. The kids bailed off one by one, leaving Ernie to his destiny. And he howled with his beer held up high like the Statue of Liberty. The cart rattled and shook as it roared down the hill, and everything went in slow-mo. And we watched from the weeds in wild wonder. There was only one way it could go. When he flew off the bank, he seemed to hang up there, like the whole scene froze in midair. Skinny legs and beard were flying everywhere. Mrs. Pavlovich in disbelief stood and stared, as first the carton and Ernie landed square, sending puffs of flowers and leaves in the air. Oh, well, we heard some laughing, then we heard some yelling, heard some pretty bad words. We heard some things we probably shouldn't have heard, some of his and some of hers. She was hitting him with the broom as he beat a retreat to the safety of his own backyard. And she cracked him a couple of good ones, she was hitting him pretty hard. We were hiding in the weeds, trying not to laugh, trying to hatch a plan to recapture the FCC van. But it was never seen again.